Hello there again. How about that chapter on priorities, goals, and the use of time? You have shared in this time with each other your discovery of what God and your friends have to say about priorities, goals, and the use of time. One verse that wasn't written in the study is Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We are not wired up to take on the load of yesterday and tomorrow without blowing a fuse. God gives us just today. This is a strong reason for not wasting time, because it is uncertain. The clock of time is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then stand still. Benjamin Franklin passed on to us his keen awareness of the value of time in his remark, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." If we do not seize the opportunities of today's moments, tomorrow they will be out of our reach. In a lost and found section of the newspaper appeared this ad, "Lost yesterday. Somewhere between sunrise and sunset, two golden hours, each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward, they are gone forever." The perspective which could keep our God-given lives from slipping away into meaninglessness is seeing that the Christian does not belong to himself. That's pretty plain in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Life at its longest is brief. The Bible says that our life is like a tale that is told. The Bible says it is swifter than a weaver's shuttle. It is like water that is poured up on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. And in James 4:14, our life is compared to a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Just go, "Ha!" when you're out on some cold night, and you will have a demonstration of life's brevity and hopefully a new resolve to spend it well and wisely. The problem is, has been and will be, not time, but ourselves. The Bible promises forgiveness for sin, not for excuses. Are you having a problem meeting your responsibilities? Are they God-given? Are you using your time wisely? We all have time to do exactly what God wants us to do. The person who tries to do everything usually gets nothing done. Dr. Walter Wilson tells us how years ago he took 3 sheets of standard-sized paper, blocked it off for 15-minute periods from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., then for 3 days jotted down what he did in 15-minute segments. At the end of each day, he applied 3 rules to each segment. 1, did this glorify God? 2, did this bring a blessing to others? 3, did this prove profitable to me? Dr. Wilson said this inventory altered the course of his life. Little things we can do can affect us greatly. Pythagoras said, "Let not sleep fall upon thy eyes till thou hast thrice reviewed the transactions of the past day." What have I done? What have I left undone? And listen, friends, plan your time. If you don't plan your time, other people will. Jesus' plan was interrupted, but when he took care of the interruption, he went on with his plan. And stop the leakage of minutes. Keep a due list. Plan your schedule from morning to night. Number it in the order of its importance, and don't become a slave to a schedule, but rather be disciplined by it. Evaluate at the end of the evening what you'd gotten done today and what you need to begin with tomorrow. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you as you seek for wise ways to invest the priceless treasure of time. Another focus of your sharing has been priorities and goals. Did you look up the word priority? It means to go before, or something that is ahead of, something that is prior. One of the real truths is you don't hit anything unless you aim at it. People who aim at nothing are very consistent. They hit it every time. Clearly state your goals in life. Charles C. Noble said you must have long-range goals to keep you from being frustrated by short-range failures. List in order the things which will help you to achieve these goals. In Philippians 3:13-14, we find Paul saying, "I press toward the mark, not I float, I slip, I stumble, or I slide." Why don't you write down in one sentence why you're living? It might be an eye-opener to you. And every life should include recreation and good rest. In Mark 6:31, Jesus said to his disciples, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." And people who do not come apart will eventually come apart. Did you hear about the man who refused to take a day off for 10 years? Then he had a nervous breakdown, which took a year for recovery. You know, he did get his days off. Jesus told you and me what the top priority is in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, beloved, we may be a long way from this goal, but it is never far to the next step toward the goal.